This is the introductory podcast for Big Machine by Victor Laval. Once again, I'll be introducing this novel and giving you kind of an overview and some background information to think about as you read this book. One thing I want to start by talking about here is because we've been focusing a lot on reading books that have won some of the major literary awards in the United States, or at least we will be when we look at some Pulitzer Prize winners in the near future and some Pulitzer Prize finalists and things like that. What I want to draw your attention to first about Big Machine that I think is interesting to note is if you look at the front and back cover of your copy of the book, assuming you're not reading it on an ebook or whatever, you'll note it's won the American Book Award, which is a fairly major literary prize. It's not as big as the National Book Award or the Pulitzer Prize or the Penn Faulkner, which are the big prizes as we've discussed. You'll also note on the back that it won the Shirley Jackson Award, and I want to draw your attention to that because this is an interesting juxtaposition in terms of awards won that I think will go a lot of ways to explaining what Victor Laval is up to in this novel, at least in part. So as I mentioned, the American Book Award is a prize for mainstream literary novels, the sort of stuff that we expect to be reading when we expect to read a contemporary literature class. The Shirley Jackson Award is interesting, though, because if you don't know, Shirley Jackson was a horror writer who lived kind of mid-20th century, and she wrote The Lottery, which is a fairly famous short story. She also wrote I believe the novel is called The Haunting of Hill House, but it's been filmed several times as like The Haunting and things like that. So she's a fairly famous horror writer. And the Shirley Jackson Award is given to the best horror novel of in a given year. So we've got a kind of interesting, in terms of awards, sort of category problem for this novel because it doesn't readily fit into mainstream American literature, but it also has won this award for being a horror novel, which is kind of the genre that we associate with Stephen King and sort of popular bestsellers and things like that, Dean Koontz and people like that. So I think that that's an important thing to consider as you start to read this novel. This has won several mainstream literary prizes, and it's also won at least one fairly prominent genre prize. And this is kind of an interesting blurring or intersection of a sort of mainstream literary production, but also kind of genre fiction as well. And I think one of the things that's interesting about this, if you read some of the reviews of this novel that are circulating online, or Laval's newer novel, which was just published, reviewers don't know exactly what to make of this, because at one level, Victor Laval fits into a kind of tradition of what we could call African-American postmodernism. I think Big Machine, if you're familiar with Invisible Man or Ishmael Reed, any of Ishmael Reed's novels, you'll be familiar with what I think Victor Laval is partly doing, in the sense that these are kind of almost surreal recountings of race in America that deal heavily with mythology and cosmic forces and things like that. So these fit in, I think, very well. If you've read Ishmael Reed's Last Days of Louisiana Red and Mumbo Jumbo, which is his pair of novels about kind of mystic detectives and sort of Haitian mythology in New York in the 1930s, you'll recognize what's going on with Victor Laval, and I don't want to give away too much, but the novel becomes increasingly, the Big Machine, the novel we're reading, becomes increasingly supernatural and fits in with the kind of cosmic horror tradition you see in someone like H.P. Lovecraft, if you're familiar with his work. He's a very kind of pulpy horror writer from the 1930s who also kind of was important for creating science fiction, or one of the kind of important people in shaping science fiction, but has this kind of cosmic perspective, but is also now being appropriated as high literature himself. So you have this kind of intersection between like the Ralph Ellison, Ishmael Reed sort of African-American literature tradition and this kind of cosmic horror tradition as well. So I think the book kind of straddles these two worlds in really interesting and productive ways. So something to pay attention to as you're reading through this is that it is, I think, participating in kind of both communities as well. So it is a literary novel, but it also has strong kind of horror overtones to it to some extent. So I think it's an interesting juxtaposition and something to think about here. Of course, you won't get to a lot of that until you're pretty far into the novel, because for the beginning of it, at least, it's very much, I think, a kind of unusual take on sort of race in America, kind of post-economic recession. There's a lot of stuff about that in the novel, and I think that that could be something to pay attention to, moments where sort of things like the foreclosure market and the recession and things like that factor into the plot of the novel, because I think it really engages with those in some capacity. Although I'm not 100% sure exactly what Laval is doing with the kind of current economic climate in his story, because it seems to matter a number of times. You'll notice when you begin the novel that he mentions it a couple of times. So something else to pay attention to. In any case, I think this is a very good novel. Bit of a change of pace from The Hypnotist. It's a little bit more ambitious in terms of what it's doing and in terms of its kind of literary style. Also, I think the thing that was kind of unexpected for me, and you'll see this as you read through this novel, that I think in a lot of ways this is a more effective detective novel than The Hypnotist was. So kind of interesting as well that this is actually, despite not being marketed as a kind of mystery thriller, I think it's more effective as a mystery thriller, although it has these kind of weird elements that are kind of overlapping it that I think kind of question whether we can read this as a straight escapist novel. I think it's got a lot more going on in terms of purpose. So enjoy reading through Victor Laval's Big Machine. Get your responses posted when you have to do that. You can find those on the syllabus. And I look forward to seeing what you come up with.